The beginning of the football season and the beginning of the fall sports schedule means a chance to visit with Director of Athletics Garnett Purnell as we get excited about Wittenberg Tigers Athletics. Garnett, first of all, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime for you, Scott.
All right, let's start with community night as the football team takes the field under the lights. It's always exciting. It's always one of, if not the largest crowd of the year. You always have some neat events going on to coincide with the game itself, and everyone seems to enjoy themselves.
Well, I'm really glad for that because now it's our way of just giving back to the community. And, you know, we're going to do some fun things for community night. For an example, we'll have our annual garage sale where we'll be able to share some experienced equipment that we're no longer going to be using that could perhaps find some good homes, with some of our fans. And so we're really excited about that. We also are going to be doing some real good things with our student athletes with regards to, you know, building a better bond with the community by having some key programming done, you know, during this week as well.
Let's talk for a moment about some of the other fall sports teams as we get things going here. I had a chance to visit with Paco Labrador to talk about the volleyball team, ranked number 4 nationally. High expectations there, of course. And your women's soccer team is 15th in the nation and the preseason favorite in the conference, coming off of a great year. So expectations are not only high for football, but you've got a couple other teams that are really hoping for big things.
And it's really good to see that because one of the things that we really try to strive to do within our department is to have a good all-around program and not just, you know, specific teams just having high points throughout the year, but for all of our teams to be competitive. And, you know, I really see us starting to go into that way of thought. And, you know, the example would be women's soccer and then also volleyball, as you mentioned. But the men's soccer program has made a tremendous turnaround and was just one game away for, you know, qualifying for the conference tournament. And they had knocked off some nationally ranked teams last year in their season of competition. So we're getting there. And, of course, field hockey, losing in double overtime and penalty strokes, not getting a chance to go to the NCAA championships. Our fall sports are performing quite well.
And, of course, with every passing summer, it seems like there could be a coaching change here or there. You make an addition to the athletic department staff that I know you're excited about.
Very excited because any time that you can grow, that means that your program is getting better and that your staff is getting better. So we brought in a few new people this year. Cody Jo Smith is our first ever full-time women's assistant basketball coach, a tremendous acquisition for us. She's going to do some real good things for us for not only basketball, but to kind of help us with the academic portion of serving our student athletes as well. Her and Brittany Baum are going to be serving as academic liaisons that will help, you know, our student athletes get a better start, you know, to their college career. Then we are also able to hire for the very first time a full-time tennis coach, and we were very fortunate to get Justin Stuckey, who's coming to us from Wright State University. He was a graduate assistant there, but he has been on Wittenberg's campus a number of times competing as a junior in the tennis arena. And so with those two, along with some new interns that we have in lacrosse and then also in football, it made for a pretty busy summer, but an exciting one.
Let's talk for a minute about the Student Athlete Advisory Committee, because that's something that we have touched on in the past. Talk about the involvement of SAC and the way that it helps the athletic department.
Well, SAC is starting to emerge as a power on our campus, and that's something that we were hoping that would transform itself for a number of years now, and we're really starting to see, you know, it take hold of the campus. It's gives our student athletes an opportunity to be in a leadership role, not only with their teams, but within the student structure, and to provide some leadership through, our campus activities. And so some of the things that we've done also this year with our SAC has been that we've sent two of our student athletes to the National Leadership Conference in Orlando, Florida, and they came back energized and excited, and they want to change the world. But you know what? That's great, because that's what it's there for. We want our student athletes to be engaged in other things other than just their sport, but to take on other aspects of being a college student. We also will be having a group of student athletes go to a regional leadership conference in January that will be held in 2009.
And obviously, as you said, that plays a vital role in making sure that the students not only can excel in their given sport, but also branch out and be involved in other things.
Right. We want to, once again, to borrow a phrase from our mission statement, to develop the whole person. And being able to give them leadership skills and to give them an opportunity then to exhibit those leadership skills is what we're all about. So it's really good to see them engaged and functioning, you know, with various activities throughout the year, like, you know, the Women and Girls in Sports Day that we're going to do later on this year. We're having an ice cream social to get all of the students to bond a little bit together. We're looking forward to that. And then we're going to do National Student Athlete Day, where we are going to have various schools from the Springfield area come in and shadow us and learn what it's like being a college athlete. So we're really excited about the role that our student athletes are playing in the community.
Wittenberg Director of Athletics Garnett Purnell with us as we chat, as we do each and every year about this time. A couple more things before I let you go. One of them, of course, is the broadcasting, which we have done here at Wittenberg dating back to its time on commercial radio. I know that that's something that we've talked about so many times, trying to expand it, trying to make sure that fans and family and alumni can follow the teams, and it's something I think we're all excited about this year, with the chance to put the games on the internet with video so people can sit and actually watch as if they were sitting in front of the television.
Webcast, I tell you what, I am so elated that we are going to be able to webcast several of our events this year, so that, you know, our fans who are unable to, you know, take themselves on the road can, you know, take advantage of this and be at their own homes and yet still support the Tigers and be there for, you know, our student athletes, and then talk to them about the contest, you know, that they just saw on the webcast. But, you know, that couldn't happen unless we had great people such as, you know, yourself and Bob Rafferty and Ryan Maurer and his staff, always looking for ways to help make us better. And so we're really excited that we'll be able to offer that to, you know, our Tiger fans throughout the country.
All right, and my last question is maybe the most important. As this football season gets underway, can we expect Garnett Purnell out doing some cheerleading and getting the crowd fired up as the Tigers take on the rest of their schedule?
Well, you never know. You know, I'll always be on call, but you just never know, you know, who might pop out there to lead a cheer or two to get people excited about Tiger football.
Outstanding. Well, it's always good to visit with you, and I'm sure we'll do it again here soon.
Thank you, Scott.